Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So I have a suggestion for the Piedmont Park, whatever it is, Association.
Conservatory.
Great idea. The dog park down there, great idea. You guys been to the dog park in Piedmont Park
before? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a great idea on paper, right? I went there on Sunday. We brought Pancake down there. And as it stands right now, they have two different fenced off areas. One are for small dogs that are under 30 pounds, and the other one is for dogs that are over 30 pounds. And it's a great place to go. You get the dogs off the leash. They get to mess around with each other and stuff like that. They've actually closed the dog park as of today, and they are reopening it in the summer, and it's supposed to be way bigger and way better.
Okay.
The problem I have with it is this, is not the dog park itself. It's, I think dog owners are very much like a lot of parents, where if you have a crappy parent or a crappy kid, sometimes you don't know you have a crappy kid.
Yeah.
And it is the same way with dog owners, and it drives me crazy. Like, if you're in a dog park and your dog is the aggressive one, and you see your dog attack other dogs three or four times, get out of the park.
Yeah, you have to get it together, get your dog, and leave. You can't just pretend like you don't see it.
I rarely see owners of aggressive dogs take their dogs out of the park. They always think that it's the other dog, or it's just the way dogs play.
He never does this. He never does this in the neighborhood.
Right. Mm-hmm. But how do you not know you have an aggressive dog when you've... He's been in four fights already,
it's the same
and nobody
thing,
leaves.
It's the same thing with parents. We have friends who every time they visit from out of town and bring their kids in, every time their kid's around, the kid's like crying, fussy, bratty, whiny, talks back, blah, blah, blah. And it's almost a joke now where we'll make the bet how long until we hear, God, I don't know why she's doing this. She never does this at home.
Right. It's like parents can't see it in their own kids, and a lot of dog owners can't see it in their own dogs also. Mm-hmm. Here would be my suggestion for Piedmont Park is they've got to have somebody down there like that gives out warnings or tickets or something like that. Because I saw some dogs get into some serious fights this weekend, and the owners weren't doing a damn thing
about it. Could you imagine those people who don't acknowledge their dogs' aggressiveness,
right,
dealing with the little lady for a volunteer who just wrote them up?
I know. Do you think that they'd
fight? Well, I think that...
Yes, they would fight it.
I think a lot of times they sort of like... Yeah. It's a reflection of their own machismo that they let their dog go do that.
Yeah, I don't think they're disappointed that they have an aggressive dog.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Yeah. I think
I'd be embarrassed. You know, if my dog is the aggressive one and I have to get out of there and take my dog, I don't even want to claim the dog if it's being aggressive and just bit your dog. So then maybe people leave them in there because of that.
And I almost hate to say this because I know I'm going to get email about it, but every time I'm in the dog park, I am sorry, pit bull owners. Those dogs are aggressive dogs. No matter how much you tell me they're not, that it's really the owner. Mm-hmm. You go to any dog park, if there are pit bulls in there, I'd say there's a 75% chance that that pit bull's going to be the aggressive one in that park.
Well, and I call out dog owners. If you get a German Shepherd, if you get a Doberman Pinscher, if you get a Rottweiler, you get a pit bull, you got those dogs on purpose. You know they're aggressive dogs. That's why you got them. You know, so you talk about a pit bull owner may not, you know, see or know that their dog is aggressive. Well, that's the whole reason you got that dog, because of its nature.
Well, then don't keep it around, off leash around other dogs, because you know what's going to happen.
I think a lot of dog owners leave their dogs at home alone, and the dog park is the only time that they have interaction with that dog, because I think that that's why they don't know how they behave, because they're not around them long enough to know how they behave.
So irritating. Hey, Alexis, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Hey.
Pretty much. I totally agree, especially with the pit bull thing. My husband and I had a dog, and we took the dog to Piedmont Park, and there was this chick there that had this ginormous pit bull, and it was kind of muddy out, and, like, the pit bull would just run around and, like, not only attack other dogs, but would attack us. Like, would pretty much jump on top of us, get his muddy paws all over our clothes, and we're like, dude, what the heck? Get your dog.
You get one chance at this. If your dog gets aggressive with another dog, then you gotta leave.
Well, and sometimes...
And we, like, told her, we're like, you don't see your dog. She's like, oh, I know. He's a little, you know, playful. Playful? That dog weighed like 200 pounds.
Yeah, and I think sometimes a dog can snap and act outside of their normal behavior. So if it happens once to somebody at the park, I don't think that's a big deal.
They get a pass for once.
They get a pass for once or whatever. Then you get your dog together and you go. It's no big deal. Because I think as a dog owner, you have to have some sort of tolerance for that. You know, like, dog personalities are going to clash just like people personalities are, and they may show behavior that they typically don't. But at the same time, like, if it happens more than once or it's 3 or 4 times, get out.
I saw 2 or 3 guys this weekend, and it's not an anomaly, because I see it every time I'm at the dog park. Any dog park is where the dog gets in a fight with another dog. The owner sort of nonchalantly breaks it up and then doesn't put the dog on the leash and allows it to happen time and time again, you know? Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Bert, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I met Pancake last fall, I think, at the dog park.
Okay.
So cute. Anyway, I have a little French bulldog, so I know what you mean. In that little dog park, they have, you know, those little yappy dogs that are just so angry.
Isn't that all you little dogs?
I mean, my dog just wants to be friends with all of them, and that's why I take him to the park, and then there's these little dogs that are just barking and freaking out and just... Don't take your dog if he's not social.
Yeah, well, I think for some they don't know until, because not everybody has more than one dog. So a lot of people, I agree with Jen, a lot of people don't know what their dog's going to do when they get there. Mm-hmm. But it's like you said, if it's repeated behavior, I mean, come on. I mean, you're irritating everybody.
Right.
So.
And you have to socialize them slowly. Aren't you supposed to, like, walk them around the perimeter of the park so they get to know, like, the smells and they can kind of, like, get more used to it before just, like, throwing them in there.
Hey, Lindsay.
In the mix.
Hey, Bert. It's so funny that you guys are talking about this. I went to the dog park on Saturday. My husband and I used to go there all the time about 1.5 years ago. And I went down there with my sister, and I have a big dog. I rescue dogs. And the same exact thing happened. You know, these owners of pit bulls will bring in food, and they'll put the food down.
Oh, my God.
And... here it goes. And you know what they do? They sit on the side and they laugh about it the whole time.
Yeah.
And the problem with this is that they bring alpha male dogs there. And that's not a place. A dog park's not a place for a dog who's trying to look to be dominant.
What do they mean they bring food in? Like, they bring, like, a bowl of food so the dog will eat at the park?
Yeah, last year when we went in there, that was when, right now they're doing construction, I think, and it's a lot smaller. But when it was really big... way down on the other side to the left where the little one used to be, a little dog park, these owners would actually bring out a bowl of food and put it down. And I cannot tell you, a huge fight broke out. Nobody was there to monitor this and to get these people in trouble. I 100% agree with Bert about having somebody patrol.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody there taking care of things. And the sound of dogs fighting to me... is like, you can't get that out of your head, man. It's so bad.
How stupid to bring food to a dog park. Yeah. You're an idiot. I'm going to tell you right now, you're an idiot.
But creating the positions of somebody to sort of monitor it or patrol it or whatever, I think is great. I mean, create some jobs around the city too, you know?
I was thinking, like, almost like in soccer, you get a yellow card for your warning, and then you get your red card and you're booted out of the game.
Yeah.
Same thing at a dog park.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jamie, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was just going to say that, you know, I have a pit bull, and he's honestly the sweetest dog that I have ever owned. But at the same time, I'm not stupid. I don't take him out into a territory to where he could potentially hurt someone else simply because he's not, he doesn't know he's hurting someone. He's stronger than just about any other dog that's out there. So, you know, if he's just playing, he could really hurt someone or another dog. And it's just stupid for people to, you know, take that breed of dog out to where they could actually, or let them loose to where they could actually hurt someone.
And I appreciate your, you know, you being responsible with it, but let's be completely honest. You got that dog because of its breed and its aggressive nature.
Actually, I got him because my friend couldn't keep him.
Okay.
Because he moved to a new home. But when you, but when you,
if you specifically go out to get a pit bull.
But wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. If you're going out to get a pit bull, you are not going out to get a sweet dog. You know what I mean?
I mean, exactly. 98% of the time, people that get pit bulls want them for protection or, you know, I hate to say it, people get them being irresponsible and saying, oh, I have a pit bull, but they don't know how to control them.
Right.
Yeah, there are some breeds that are just more aggressive than other breeds.
Of course. Right.
Pit bull is more aggressive than a collie.
Yes.
Period.
You know? Yes. Yeah, that's great that it's the sweetest dog you've ever owned. But I just, yeah, pit bulls, I think that's one breed I have never really wanted to own.
Mm-mm.
You know?
I just make the suggestion to Piedmont Park that when you do open that big old dog park, I'm so excited about to have my dog run around off leash, man, but have somebody down there that can point people out saying, you got to go, dude.
If I'm Piedmont Park, I'm calling you today and I'm saying, we'll hire that person if you do it for the first weekend.
I would do that.
And you would stand down there and I could, you realize
I'll do it.
People will get in your face and yell at you.
I'll do it.
And you got to wear those glasses with the camera.
The Burt Show.
What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.